The full name of the project was North-South, Art as a Tool to Mediate Political and Social Conflict. It's a title to match the U.S. State Department grant that enabled the exchange and collaboration between high school students from both sides of the Pacific. But the basic concept was articulated by local artist Mario Uribe.
They wanted to do something in North Korea, South Korea, and I thought immediately about Norteños and Sureños, the gang conflict that we have in our city. And I said, you know, there's a lot of similarities because it's the same culture, it's the same people, and we could put together something, maybe take some kids out of the barrio here, take them to Korea and bring some Korean kids here. And they could see what the similarities are and the differences in the culture and why we need to acknowledge the things that we have in common instead of the things that are different about us.
To carry out this concept, teams of students in both countries worked with a lead artist to develop a visual representation of the idea of trees of peace. Last September, a dozen teens from Elsie Allen High School traveled to South Korea, where they visited the demilitarized zone that separates the divided nation. For Keyshawn Fowler, that was a highlight.
The mood was set perfect. Rainy, stormy, the troops and everything. We saw a layout of the DMZ and how it's set up between the North and South and their boundaries and all that. And then they had the museum underneath observation post. And we were able to go in there and we were able to see the history of the Korean War. So it was a really educational day.
The local youth also worked with their South Korean counterparts on the sculpture to be installed in a museum there. Then, the roles were reversed when the Korean students visited Santa Rosa in February and joined forces for the quite different project here. Anna, one of the visitors, describes and contrasts the two sculptural trees.
In Korea, the peace tree's theme was rebirth and reverse. So our peace tree is made of old sheep that is abandoned. We collected the sheep's part and made it into a tree. And we planted some plants. We wanted to show we can reverse and make them rebirth. The peace tree we made here is that Santa Rosa has gang problem, the North Gang and the South Gang. And we wanted to show them cooperate together and be one. So our peace tree is shape of a hand holding the cactus. It means that we want to be together and not fight.
Anna's classmate, Leah, was surprised at the similarities she discovered between the two communities.
Even though I'm a South Korean, I didn't really know or care about North Korea that much. And then we had a chance to look at the documentary from here about the gangs. So we were like, oh, there really was a North-South conflict because we thought our problem was much bigger than Americans, but we realized how bad it was.
For Elsie Allen senior Paola Cruz, the international exchange proved educational in a different, more personal way.
It's allowed me to dream bigger, that really nothing is impossible. If you really want to do something, you're going to do it, as long as you want to do it.
The local sculpture is due to be completed later this year. It may find its permanent home at Roselands Bayer Farm. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.